just a, it's a time where you just got to reflect and take advantage of that opportunity, which is just focusing on yourself as a player to get better. Overall, your strength-wise, if you got bumps and bruises, I mean, this game, physical every game, so take care of the bumps and bruises and just take advantage of this week and also watch the teams play this week.
It's a one-game season, so like I said, we want to have our greatest performance come next Saturday, so it starts this week. We're having a great week of practice.
They have played a lot of football, and we do need this bye to let guys kind of nurse up some bumps and bruises that they've suffered from. But for me personally, it allows me an extra week getting comfortable with the terminology once again. I can't stress that hard enough because it's a different language, and I'm trying to learn it on the go.
Yeah, I feel like every year I've been here has been kind of a different bye week as far as, you know, where the team is physically, where the team is mentally, what we need to do going forward. So, honestly, as a player, it's hard to even remember last year's bye week and everything. Once it goes on, it kind of blends together. So, excited for this bye week, I think, with the team and, you know, where we're at right now. Obviously a lot of negative stuff, but I think, you know, inside this locker room, you know, we know there's some things we got to work on, and we know we're in good shape going forward if we work on them.